Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
It is time for a little action this morning on B104.3. Let me turn down Wolfgang Van Halen a little bit. Also need to learn how to speak properly. You know what time it is? It's Thursday, right? It's 8:03, and it's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. It just kind of makes me chuckle.
I think that I have the mini you, your mini me, next Thursday.
Really?
Yeah, the boy.
Oh, that's sweet.
I know.
He'll be excited.
He will be excited. He enjoys doing coffee with Kane. I don't know why.
Kane and the boy.
Probably because we're in a small enclosed room where no one can see him.
That could be it.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, it is Thursday. And we always have Coffee with Kane on Thursdays. Someday we'll get back to Coffee with Kane and Cater. That would be nice. Anyway, hey. I know, no, nothing against you, sir. Just I know that Dave Cater misses getting to do this.
He does.
And
I'm
in the middle of an election cycle, we're not giving away free radio appearances without equal time. So, boo. Anyway, so, and timeout. Little information. If you miss part of Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane and you want to hear the whole thing, it is up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify after the fact. I just posted the Daily Dust, so you can get that shortly. But anywho, just a small advertisement. The links for those are in my blog on the website, b104fm.com/onair. Anywho.
Awesome.
Any topics for today that you're feeling?
No. I usually wait for you to throw something out.
Okay. Well, I saw some food news.
Food news?
Food news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw something that you might be grossed out by.
Probably.
It does not involve lettuce or salad or anything like that.
Okay.
It is the latest food trend taken over TikTok is called spicy rosé. Any guesses what might be in it?
Wine?
Yeah, rosé. So to make it, here's what you do. You add some jalapeno pepper slices to your glass of chilled rosé wine.
Wow.
I don't know.
Spicy.
That would set your tongue on fire.
I'm sure.
Well, the alcohol combined with, I don't know. I've never had a spicy drink. Oh, I just got a text message from Dave Cater. I love Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane. Well, we love you, Dave Cater. Okay, so to make this spicy rosé, you just drop some jalapenos into it. And the mixologist that explained it said, the peppery green flavors of a jalapeno complement the sweet fruity tones in your rosé, adding a new depth of flavor to the drink. Spicy rosé all day!
You know, I think that most new things like drinks are based on a dare. Someone was like, hey, what? I dare you to put jalapenos in your wine glass.
What was that stupid thing they were doing like 10 years ago? The cinnamon
challenge? Oh, yeah, bites of cinnamon in their mouth.
Yeah, and just a spoonful of cinnamon that you can choke to death on.
Right? That was a bad idea.
But I
think many of these things are based on a dare. Like, at what point in time did someone decide to eat fill in the blank? And I dare you to eat that mushroom. What?
Well, I've seen people put like weird stuff on sandwiches.
Sure.
I watched a movie called Love Again. I think that was called called with Priyanka Chopra. The reason I'm thinking of this is today's her birthday. Anyway, so I watched this movie with her and the guy from Outlander. And she ate hamburgers or cheeseburgers with French fries in the burger.
Oh, I would eat that.
Well, do you do that with chips? Is that you?
Yeah, I put chips on a burger. Yeah. You just mash them on there. They're good.
Okay.
But again, falling in the category of, hey, I dare you to put your potato chips on your hamburger.
No, that's true. Anyway, it was just another one of their love connections that they both ate French fries nice. On the thing. You and I, we had different style love connections.
There you go.
I don't know that it's, we don't have time to talk about that right now. Okay. Back to the food thing.
All right.
So apparently cold desserts are super hot right now.
Cold desserts?
You know, like a popsicle.
Oh, yeah. Ice cream.
Okay. Ooh. Ice cream, popsicle, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or as you say at night, I want something to have. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you want to have this because it's ultra pricey popsicles.
All right.
They're sweeping the Big Apple, New York City, with offbeat flavors like corn.
Yeah, no.
Shisho?
I
don't know. I don't even know what that is. And kefir lime.
I don't know what that is.
I don't have any idea. But guess how much they cost?
$3.50.
No. More.
I don't know. $11.
$11 to $19 per serving for a popsicle. That is so dumb. Can you imagine going to the snow cone stand? What's it called?
What's like the ice place?
What's the snow cone truck? The Kona Ice.
Oh, Kona
Can you
ice.
Imagine paying $11 for a...
No.
That's just crazy. Anyway.
Right. I mean, you can get a packet of Kool-Aid for like a dime.
17 cents. Yeah. So I'll make my own.
Popsicles.
Did your mom make popsicles for you guys when you were kids?
Yeah. We had those weird like Tupperware popsicle maker things.
Yeah, yeah. Why were they weird? Why is that weird?
Well, because... they had the little holes in there and in the stick, and it seemed like the popsicles always fell off.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
They were good.
We made those, but more often we made them in ice trays.
With like toothpicks.
Yes, and you put a piece of saran wrap over the top and then put toothpicks in there. And we used to make, ice cube sized popsicles.
Wasn't there a Saturday morning cartoon that had that on there? Or a Saturday morning, like, PSA thing?
That was the cheese one.
Grab some cheese?
The cheese, a slicer, chunk of... Yeah, a little dude dancing around in the refrigerator. Yes. Okay,
grab a hunk of slice of cheese.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the tune now. Anyway, all right. So I'm going to have to go look that up now. So the other thing that I saw does have to do with cheese. And here's the thing is Kraft makes it super easy to make macaroni and cheese for your kids.
Sure.
But just in case there's some kid out there somewhere who is not interested in digging in to mac and cheese, it's now available if they like Super Mario. They have Super Mario shaped pasta.
Okay.
Kraft.
Not sure about that.
Kraft has teamed up with Nintendo to create Kraft Mac and Cheese Super Mario. Are there kids who don't like mac and cheese? I mean, I didn't, but that's because my mother didn't, and so I was never served that.
That would be my question, is why do you have to entice people to eat something as awesome as mac and cheese?
Yeah, that's not the kind of food my mother liked, and so she didn't make it, and so therefore I do not like it. Because I never had it until I was an adult, and then I was like, meh.
So my big question would be, which ones are Mario and which ones are Luigi? How do you tell them apart? In the pasta.
I don't know. There's also Fire Flower, Superstar, and Super Mushroom.
In the
pasta. Those are some of the shapes.
Okay.
So do you know what that's talking about?
Yeah,
Fire Flower... Yeah. Superstar and Super Mushroom.
All from the game.
Okay. Video games are not my forte, so I...
Well, they're all from the game.
Okay.
There
well, that's not going to make... That might have made the boy eat more mac and cheese, although you know, he couldn't inhale it fast enough, so I'm not sure. They both loved macaroni and cheese, which was convenient for me Because then I didn't have to make them something, and I had girl dinner of a bowl of cereal or maybe a bag of popcorn.
It's mac and cheese is liquid gold.
What?
Mac and cheese.
What are you talking about?
Liquid gold. Wasn't that the commercial? Kraft mac and
maybe.
Cheese had liquid gold.
Know.
Yeah.
No, thanks. Yeah, I'm good.
You could survive on mac and cheese.
Can you, though?
Not
you
really.
Think you can survive on $3 casserole, so no.
This is true. You
That's
can.
Gross.
I know.
You and your cream of you-know-what, cream of everything, soup, and chicken and pasta. Blah. No thanks.
Yeah.
I want some taste. Although, I will say this. One of the things that has rubbed off from me onto your son is our... What's the word? Our elevated palate. We like things that have different flavors to them. And you are Mr. Meat and Potatoes.
I am.
Which
I'm going to own it.
Kind of so is your daughter.
Well.
And I say your daughter because she takes after you on this one.
I like fancy
food. I can't help it.
You like fancy food. You like to try different things, like jalapenos in your rosé.
Listen, if I had some rosé, I think I have some jalapenos in the refrigerator. I don't have any rosé.
Maybe you put jalapenos in a popsicle and see what that tastes like.
I'm not even sure I can keep going after you. Are we done here?
I think we're done.
We probably should be done.